gotten anywhere. He left his wallet and his money. There are no taxis at this hour. She looked at Ellis, marveling at his ability to deny reality. He just didn't want to believe that Benson had left. He was fighting the evidence, fighting hard.
He called a friend, Ross said. About 11.
She looked at Morris.
You remember who brought the wig?
A pretty girl, Morris said.
Do you remember her name?
Ross said with a sarcastic edge.
Angela Black,
Morris said promptly.
See if you can find her in the phone book, Ross said.
Morris began to check. The phone rang and Ellis answered it. He listened, then, without comment, handed the phone to Ross.
Yes, Ross said. I've done the computer projection,
Gerhard said.
It just came through. You were right. Benson is on a learning cycle with his implanted computer. His stimulation points conform to the projected curve exactly.
That's wonderful, Ross said. As she listened, she glanced at Ellis, Morris, and the cop. They watched her expectantly.
It's exactly what you said, Gerhard said. Benson apparently likes the shocks. He's starting seizures more and more often. The curve is going up sharply.
When will he tip over?
Not long, Gerhard said. Assuming that he doesn't break the cycle, and I doubt he will, then he'll be getting almost continuous stimulations at 6-4 a.m.
Do you have a confirmed projection on that?
She asked, frowning. She glanced at her watch. It was already 12:30.
That's right, Gerhard said. Continuous stimulation starting at 6-4 this morning.
Okay,
Ross said, and hung up. She looked at the others.
Benson has gone into a learning progression with his computer. He's projected for tip-over at 6 a.m. today.
Christ, Ellis said, looking at the wall clock. Less than 6 hours from now. Across the room, Morris had put aside the phone books and was talking to information.
Then try West Los Angeles, he said, and after a pause. What about new listings?
The cop stopped taking notes and looked confused.
Is something going to happen at 6 o'clock?
We think so, Ross said.
Ellis puffed on his cigarette. 2 years, he said. And I'm back on them. He stubbed it out carefully.
Has McPherson been notified?
He's been called.
Check unlisted numbers, Morris said.
He listened for a moment.
This is Dr. Morris at University Hospital, he said. And it's an emergency. We have to locate Angela Black. Now if...
Angrily, he slammed down the phone.
Bitch, he said.
Any luck?
He shook his head.
We don't even know if Benson called this girl,
Ellis said.
He could have called someone else.
Whoever he called may be in a lot of trouble in a few hours,
Ross said. She flipped open Benson's chart.
It looks like a long night. We'd better get busy.
This ends Disc 4.